get him out, or you want me to pass it on to somebody else?
Sir?
I got an ox in the ditch. You want to help get him out, or you want me to pass it on to somebody else?
You know we'll try and help you, Mr.
Well, Ray. You want me to get that pretty little Becky to do it, or you want to do it yourself?
We'll try and help.
I want to get that heart cancer stroke thing out of my committee.
Yeah.
I feel more deeply about it than any bill I've got. And they tell me if you and Mackie can get together and go with us, that it's ready to roll, and Oren will bring it out of there. And I don't know how much funding I can give it, but I can start. And we think that we can really make some real progress. I've got 15, 20 doctors, and I'm setting up on a committee to try to bring more doctors into me and more into Vietnam and more into some of these fields that we've been kind of isolated. Had them all down here working to meet the other day, the former head of the AMA, the present head of the AMA. I had both of them at dinner night before last. And I'm going to make some real progress, and if I can get that bill, my judgment in my lifetime, and I'm 58 next month, 27th of this month, I will have a good deal of cancer cured and a substantial amount of the heart cured.
Mr. President, here's what we were a little concerned with on the thing. Everyone wants to be helpful to the questionnaire and some wordage, and I think we can get together and work something out.
Get a hold of Oren, and then if you need to, get this new man, Gardner, who was head of Carnegie. He was the great leader in this country. He's a Republican, but he's a great great authority and good administrator, and he's been handling all of the Carnegie Foundation money for years. And I'll get him up to see you, and you get a hold of Mackie and get a hold of Oren and see if you can figure out some way to help. And if it hurts you, don't do it.
We can help. I was hopeful that this would be some area where we could smooth over some of our relations with the doctors. I think we could do it with a very little give.
Well, talk to them about it. I'm going to get them all on my team. I had them down here the other day. I had them pick 20. And I sent them out of here, and I think they're walking on air. Then the other night, I had 100 business labor men, these tycoons, and I invited 10 doctors and 10 educators. I had a country doctor from North Carolina. I had the former head of the AMA and the newly elected one. The newly elected one's quite attractive, incidentally. And I had them get up and talk. And they're talking about they're going to send me a bunch of doctors to go to Vietnam. I'm getting closer to them. They're scared of nearly everything. They're almost like us. Our folks, you know, a few years ago, they're just scared to death of education and things like that. But we're making progress, and I'm not going to run over them, and I'm not going to be... I'm going to have them in meetings, but you know your problem better than I do. Incidentally, I told somebody to tell you this. I think George Mathers, he's always lobbying with me about you, and I lobby with him about you. But I think that we're going to be of a little help some of your problems down there. I had to go through the Secretary of State, but Dean Rusk, who's old Georgia boy, he stood up yesterday and told them that they just had to give some on labor.
Good.
And,
and we are going to have to get some help on
sugarcane planting and harvesting. And
our vegetables.
Yeah.
And then when the time comes.
Well, Wirtz agreed to meet with them today. And he said he would tell them today that he was going to let them bring in some at the moment that they're needing, which is a little more give than we've ever had. I don't want to brag about that, and I don't want to get my name into it, but it was kind of like the situation you had the other night when I got a hold of it.
I responded too. I want you to know.
You have. You've been wonderful, and I want you to get with Mackie and get with Oren and try to get me a bill next week, because we're going to get home pretty quick, and I just got to have it. Now, I may not be able to do anything about it. I may take it a little slow after I get it on funding it, but if I can get it, I will I put very little money in this year, but I'll do some planning that they can do, and then I'll have the damn doctors in, and I'll have them try to get me suggestions, and I'll make them lead horses. The trouble is they've been left out, and nobody paid any attention to them.
That's what's upset them, and I think if we can pull them in here with a few little regional get-togethers before the first of the year...
We'll do that. We'll do that.
We'll see if we can work it out.
You get with him now, and then call up Jake Jacobson or Larry O'Brien and tell them what you're able to do, because that's one of about 10 that I got to move.
All right.
You forget I talked to you. Don't tell Orrin. I haven't called him. I haven't called Mackey. I don't know whether I ought to call Mackey. I don't know him as well as I do you. But I spent 2 hours night before last, that damn Holland and Smathers and them raising hell about sugar cane. And then I talked to Smathers twice yesterday, even in California. And I said, that damn Paul Rogers, if I'm going to spend all these time on these damn sugar cane people, he got to spend a little time on my heart disease.
I'll help you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Give that sweet girl my love, and tell her I'm awful jealous, and I'd never let you married if I'd have been young and single.
You're mighty kind. She'll be thrilled.
Goodbye.
Bye, sir.